Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for taking the time today to recognize and honor all of our fallen soldiers. I'm State Representative Tracy Richardson, and I'm also Major Richardson. While I wish we could be together in person, I join all Americans in celebrating Memorial Day. Oftentimes, this holiday is viewed as the beginning of summer. However, as we know, Memorial Day runs much deeper than that. Memorial Day serves as a day of remembrance by recognizing the brave men and women in uniform who have given the ultimate sacrifice while proudly serving our country. This holiday was originally called Decoration Day because the families and friends of fallen soldiers would come together to decorate the graves of these selfless individuals with flowers and wreaths. As we all know, freedom is not free. And it is important we honor these our servicemen and women who have given their lives to protect the very freedoms that we enjoy today. I would like to take a moment to acknowledge those who have served or are currently serving, as well as anyone here who has lost a loved one in service. We are humbled by your tremendous sacrifices and honor your incredible strength and courage during the difficult times. As a West Point graduate and a member of the U.S. Army Reserve, I have seen firsthand the dedication and bravery of our servicemen and women. You see, at 18, I joined the Army and then attended the U.S. Military Academy at West Point. There, I studied military history and the bravery of the many Americans who gave their lives in the service of our nation and the defense of our beloved country. Suddenly and appropriately, Memorial Day took on a whole new meaning for me. I learned about the invasion of Normandy and the Bataan Death March. I studied the heroism and challenges of the Korean War and a protracted war in Vietnam, which stole the lives and souls of many of our armed forces. After graduation from the academy, I deployed during Operation Desert Shield and Desert Storm and lived the life-changing experience of combat. I deployed to a region unlike any place I had ever been, to fight and win a war that would defend my country's interest and protect our freedoms. I, my friends, returned from combat. Some did not. Over 1 million men and women have died on the front lines throughout the history of the United States. It's a figure that is hard to comprehend. But this figure isn't just a statistic. It represents individuals who were brothers, sisters, sons, daughters, mothers, fathers, husbands, and wives. Each life lost is mourned, and it is important that we recognize their legacies. Today, we solemnly honor those who do not return, who did not return, and who did in fact give the greatest sacrifice possible to our country, their lives. What greater purpose could we honor than to pause and thank God for the souls who died to defend our freedoms? This noble cause, this incredible gift to all of us, is why I am speaking to you today. It is why we place flags and have parades. It is why I stand before you. I feel gratitude. I thank all of those who have died, their families, descendants, and all who will come after them. Without their sacrifice, I wouldn't be with you today. We wouldn't be living in the greatest country in the world. Our freedoms, our opportunities are preserved because of those who have sacrificed for us. To the fallen, now in their final resting place, we thank you. God bless all of you, and God bless our great nation.